श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 3 फ्रॉम वर्स 9 to 19। चैप्टर 3 वर्स 9। याचनार्थात् कर्मणोऽन्यत्र लोकोऽयं कर्मबन्धनः, तदर्थं कर्म कौन्तेय मुक्तसङ्घः समाचर। द मैनकाइंड इज बाउंड बाय एक्शंस अदर देन दोज परफॉर्म्ड फॉर द सेक ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस और याचना। देयरफॉर ओ सन ऑफ कुंती, दैट इज अर्जुन, परफॉर्म एक्शन फॉर सैक्रिफाइस अलोन फ्री फ्रॉम अटैचमेंट। Comment. The actions which are not done for the sake of others but are performed for one's own selfish reason, he is bound by those actions. Hence, a spiritual aspirant should accept these three things. 1. Nothing is mine, even including the body. 2. I do not desire anything. 3. I do not have to do anything for myself. By accepting the first point, it becomes easier to accept the second point, and by accepting the second point, it becomes easier to accept the third point. Chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. Sahayachna prajashrishtva पुरोवाच प्रजापतिः, अनेन प्रसविष्यध्वं एष वोत्विष्ट कामदुःख। देवान् भावयतानेन ते देवा भावयन्तु वः, परस्परं भावयन्तः श्रेयः परमवाप्स्यत। एट द बिगिनिंग द प्रजापति, दैट इज ब्रह्मा द क्रिएटर, क्रिएटेड लिविंग बीइंग्स, रेफरिंग टू मैनकाइंड, along with the spirit of yajna, that is sacrifice, and said, mostly to men, by performing your duty as a yajna, you shall multiply. Let this fulfill all your requirements for the yajna. By doing the sacrifice, that is doing your duty selflessly, you gratify the gods, and let gods, by performing their duty, foster you, thus caring for each other selflessly. Through performance of your duties, you shall attain the highest good. Comment. By doing one's duty, in other words, doing actions without selfish motive, is beneficial for oneself and the other being. But by not doing one's duty, it proves to be harmful to one and the others. The reason is, from the point of view of both the individual bodies and Atma, all beings are one and the same, and not separate from each other. The human body has been given for one's spiritual attainment only. So what is required for one's spiritual welfare, it is not necessary to undertake any new action. Instead, whatever actions one normally does, just perform those actions for the benefit of others without the attachment and expectation of fruit for oneself. Chapter 3, verse 12. Ishtan bhogan hi vo deva दास्यन्ते यच्न भाविताः, तैर्दत्तान् अप्रदायैभ्यः यो भुङ्क्तेस्तेन एव सः। Fostered by yachna, that is sacrifice, the gods will bestow upon you all the requisites necessary for performing your duty. He who enjoys them without using in the service of others is verily a thief. Comment. The body is only a small part of this huge creation, which is made of five elements. Therefore, the three bodies, that is gross, subtle and causal, are of the world and for the world. The body is not of any use for the self, that is one's real nature, but when good use is made of it, it can be helpful for the self, using the body for the service of others or dedicating it for the service of the world. The person who does not utilize the objects he gets for the benefit of those who are in need, but uses them for himself only, he is a thief. He should receive the same punishment as is imposed on a thief. Chapter 3, verse 13. Yachna shishta shina santaha muchyanti sarva kilbishaihi bhunjate tetvagham papaha yepa chantyatma karanat. The virtuous who partake remnants of the sacrifice are freed from all sins. But the sinful ones who cook food or do all actions for themselves only, they verily eat sin. Comment. The root cause for all sins is desire only. Therefore, doing actions to fulfill one's own desire is a sin or bondage, and doing actions for others' welfare without any selfish desire is meritorious. The outcome of sin is suffering, and the outcome of doing actions without personal motive is happiness. Therefore, those who do actions for the selfish motive suffer, and those performing actions unselfishly experience happiness. Chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyadanna sambhavah yachnad bhavati parjanyah yachna karma samudbhavah karma brahmodbhavam viddhi brahmakshara samudbhavam tasmat sarvagatam brahma nityam yachne pratishthitam. From food creatures come into being. Food is produced from rain. Rain ensues from sacrifice, that is yajna, and sacrifice comes from action. Know that the origin of action to be in Brahma, that is the Veda, and Brahma springs from the imperishable, that is God. Therefore, the all-pervading, infinite God ever vests in the sacrifice or yajna. Chapter 3, verse 16. Evam pravartitam chakram nanu vartaya tihayah agha yurindriya ramah mogham partha sajivati. O Partha, that is Arjuna, in this world, he who does not follow this wheel of creation, thus set in motion, and indulges in sensual pleasures is sinful. He lives a sinful life, and he lives in the world in vain only. Comment. The person who does not perform his duty according to the ancient traditions of the society and the injunction of scriptures, he has no right to live in this world. The reason is that by neglecting one's duty, one causes harm to society. In the modern day and age, the food, water and wind, etc., are getting polluted, causing famine, not enough rain or excessive rain resulting in floods, and other atrocities of nature They are the outcome of the people failing to do their ordained duty. Doing actions for a selfish motive is totally wrong. The reason is that whatever has been received all belongs to the world only. The body and all objects belong to the world only. They are not ours. Therefore, we are indebted to the world, and to pay off this debt, we must perform actions for the sake of the world only. Chapter 3, verse 17. Yastvat maratirevasyad atmatruptascha manavah atmanyevacha santushtah tasya karyam na vidyate. But for a person who rejoices in the self, is satisfied with the self, and is content in the self alone, for him verily there is no obligatory duty. Comment. As long as God is not attained, until then the man has the responsibility for performing the ordained duty. But once one attains God, for that great man there is no more duty left. By him just being there in the world is benefited. Chapter 3, verse 18. Naiva tasya krite nartaha na krite naha kaschana na chase sarvabhuteshu kaschidarthavya pashrayaha. For him in this world, meaning the perfect karma yogi, there is no gain whatsoever in the performance of an action or non-performance of an action. Nor has he a selfish dependence of any kind on any creature. Comment. As doing is with the relationship with Prakriti, meaning nature, so is not doing also is with the relationship with Prakriti. Doing and not doing both are in the realm of nature, that is, sapeksha, using instruments of nature. But the self is beyond the realm of nature, that is nirapeksha, which means without using any instruments. Therefore, the self has no relationship with doing and not doing. Doing and not doing are made possible only by the existence of that illuminating power. Refer Gita chapter 13, verse 33. The great soul who is perfected in karma yoga has no attachment to doing an action, nor has a desire to get something. Therefore, neither has he any purpose in doing something nor in not doing something. He has nothing to gain from the objects or the people. It means that essentially he has no relationship with the Prakriti or the nature. Chapter 3, verse 19. Tasmad asakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakto hyacharan karma paramapnoti purushah. Therefore, always efficiently perform your prescribed duty without any attachment. By performing actions without attachment, man verily attains the supreme. Comment. Man is not bound by the actions, rather he is bound due to attachment. It is attachment only that is the cause for man's downfall, not the actions. Performing actions without attachment for others' benefit, man becomes free from the bondage of the world and he attains the supreme. In actions, there is hard work and sweating, but in karma yoga, there is repose, that is, at rest. The body is needed for doing the work, it is not needed for vishram or rest. In karma yoga, the hard work or actions done by the body is for service of others, and vishram or yoga is for oneself. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.